D.H. Lawrence, The Rainbow.
He lived in a large new house of red brick, standing outside a mass of homogeneous red brick dwellings called Wiggiston. Wiggiston was only 7 years old. It had been a hamlet of 11 houses on the edge of heathy, half-agricultural country. Then the great seam of coal had been opened. In a year, Wiggiston appeared, a great mass of pinkish rows of thin, unreal dwellings of 5 rooms each. The streets were like visions of pure ugliness, a grey-black macadamised road, asphalt causeways held in between a flat succession of wall, window and door, a new brick channel that began nowhere and ended nowhere. Everything was amorphous, yet everything repeated itself endlessly. Only now and then, in one of the house windows, vegetables or small groceries were displayed for sale. In the middle of the town was a large open shapeless space, or marketplace, of black trodden earth surrounded by the same flat material of dwellings, new red brick becoming grimy, small oblong windows and oblong doors repeated endlessly, with just, at one corner, a great and gaudy public house, and somewhere lost on one of the sides of the square, a large window opaque and darkish green, which was the post office.